The outcomes being achieved in other countries is actually very good. You know, they're getting more than 90% prevention, and not only for cervical cancer, but also for the genital warts and other stuff like that. But for us, we just going by the literature, we are assuming that by introducing this vaccine, that should assist to lower our you know, statistics, the burden of the cancer in the country.
Now, I'm interested, in Australia, when the government implemented a similar program a few years ago, there was some backlash, especially from people arguing that it would make young girls more promiscuous. I'm wondering, are you seeing the same kind of attitudes in PNG? Have you come across any backlash or misunderstandings about this vaccination program?
So far, Lauren, we haven't received any such. However, we in the country have a very big following on social media and Facebook and that, those sorts of areas, which most of us don't have access to. But yeah, there will be some sort of comments along those lines. But in general, in the public, we've been conducting awareness and education. And so far we haven't come across any such concerns. Our one of the things we met was the not promiscuity, but there are some concerns about the girls' fertility, because they are associating the injection to Depo Provera, which is one of the contraceptives that is widely used in the country in the past. The effects of the Depo on women's ability to bear children because of interference in their hormone levels, just them to sometimes not have children for a long time, even after seizing the contraceptive. So that is our biggest challenge in terms of people's acceptance of the vaccine. But for promiscuity, we haven't come across any such concerns.
Now, I know that the program has just been rolled out, but I'm interested, if this all goes well, is there potential to be able to roll this kind of vaccination program out to the provinces, perhaps where, things like pap smears are not as accessible?
Yes, absolutely, Lauren. The intention of the government, and we have the backing of our Prime Minister, he's given us special personal assurance that, we're actually doing this pilot for two reasons. One, to assist to reduce the disease burden. But secondly, the pilot is mainly to inform us about the logistics and the costing, so that we're able to estimate and then give the government some figures for budgeting, so that they can then allocate money for the provincial rollout. Now, Lauren, you would understand that PNG is, the terrain and the geography, etc. So it's going to be very big challenge for us to roll it out, and so we're hoping that we can pull this off by doing maybe one or two provinces per year. So we're not able to do it across the country at once. The other option would be for us to advocate for the provinces who are ready in terms of, planning and the logistics, especially the cold chain, which is, the maintenance of the chillers that we keep the vaccines in. And that is a big challenge for most of the provinces, because even now with the routine vaccines that we use, maintenance of the chillers and keeping vaccines at the required temperature is actually still very poor. So we have to work around those issues and identify which provinces are sort of ready in terms of all the other aspects of the operational part of the vaccination campaign.